I don't work on the weekend for just anybody. I mean, I've worked in this business a long time to not have to work on the weekend, tell you the truth. Used to work every weekday, every weekend. Didn't matter if Christmas ended up on a weekday, I was working Christmas Day, but that was way back in the beginning. But I come out because I get to be on the air following the Inside Outside guys, who, by the way, will they'll be back tomorrow from 10 till noon, helping you in every way. And here we are once again. How fabulous is it that we are watching Victor of Victor's Roofing, honest and professional. They are roofers extraordinaire. Because of a home accident, a change in the homeowners' lives, and now Victor is here of Victor's Roofing with his team, and he's changing their lives for the better. As Victor's Roofing, soon to be known across the land as Victor's Home Solutions. We'll find out exactly what that means and everything else in this next hour special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. I think that you understand what a big deal this is. This is a man who makes a living and has worked very hard since he was 10 or 11 years old, working on roofs, starting his roofing business, coming here illegally from Ukraine. And I just love everything about him because I trust him completely. That's why I've hired him for two jobs. And yes, I am a paying customer for two jobs at my house. The first job was a complete replacement of an old roof. The second job was when we built another building as a garage and a pool house. We had no roof on it at all. And I was so happy with him, I hired him for that job too. But they told me they were coming on a special day. I don't remember what it was. And they weren't there. And my wife Kim and I had to go out. And just as we're going out, the Victor's Roofing crew shows up. And I go, you guys must have gotten held up. I was told it was going to be done today. And they said, yeah, don't worry, Mr. Smith. We'll be okay. It might have been as late as 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they arrived. I don't know, but I thought, well, I said to Kim, there's no way they're going to get done today. We go out, we do what we have to do, we then go to dinner, we're doing all that. We get home, there's no sign of the Victor's Roofing people, and I go, well, you know, I can't blame them. It's late, and they probably, it's a long day for them, they had to go home. I go out in my backyard where this new building is. It was completely done. I mean, totally done. I don't know how many hours it took, but it was done very quickly. You guys are unbelievable, Victor.
We're very good at what we do, right? We specialize in what we do. We're good at it. We've done it for a very, very long time. And I was listening to a podcast earlier, right? You know, if you do something for a long period of time, you know, that one action is not extraordinary. But if you do it for a long, long time, that's when you get extraordinary at that action.
If, and I heard the Inside Outside guys say this, and I get so much wisdom from those boys and really enjoy listening to them, and they really help us all. So we're blessed to have the Inside Outside guys on WJR. They're back tomorrow, 10 to noon. And that is, if you learn, I mean, you can be doing something for 40 years and you did it right maybe the first time, and then you did it that way for 40 years. That's not really growing and using the best technology that's out there, but that's what you do.
Well, absolutely, right? And you always have to be, and I think it starts just kind of from our DNA of who we are. We always want to improve anything that we do, right? And we want to measure it. And if it's measurable, it's improvable. And if it's improvable, it's perfectible. So we love what we do. We're good at it. And we love servicing our customers.
By the way, I mentioned what was different and no one had talked about is I'm watching, and as a homeowner, you guys can, everybody who has a home can relate. These guys were using those blowers that haven't been around a long time for people to use in this kind of an application, and your guys were cleaning the gutters.
Oh, you have to, right? There's leaves in there. There's roofing debris in there. We want to clean them out, make sure they're 100% clean before we leave the house.
And furthermore, you do offer a service of putting on those kinds of guards over the gutters that keep the leaves out. In fact, you're coming back here tomorrow to do that for these folks.
We're coming back on Monday.
Monday,
we're coming back, and we're going to be installing brand new gutters for these homeowners. But yeah, absolutely, right? Because a roofing system sometimes and oftentimes consists of a gutter project and a gutter guard as well. Because, you know, gutters obviously help transfer the water from your roof into your landscaping, into your drainage. And it's a very, very important part of the roofing system.
Well, and it's very good that you do that. as well, offering that as a service. And here you are giving it to these homeowners, Matt and Anna, as well, after their tragic accident here at the house that we'll talk with them about in a bit. But I've had this brochure I've carried around for a long time. Victors, we are roofers, honest and professional, victorsroofing.com. And there's this handsome guy with a helmet on and a hammer in his hand. And I just found out that's your dad.
That is my dad. That is my dad. I think we took that photo probably 5-6 years ago.
Well, it's hilarious. And he's got a beard. And there are pictures in this brochure of you without a beard.
Oh, boy. That's the good bad days there. My dad's photo goes on every single folder that we have. And that folder is presented to every single customer that we go to. And, yes, I think I'm definitely keeping my beard.
And you and Lily, your wife also agrees, right? You're committed to providing nothing less than a 5-star experience. And I'm telling you, from us, from our own point of view, from our experience with you, that's absolutely true. But we're not the only ones. I'm told you have more 5-star reviews on social media than any other roofer in the area.
100%. 100%. We measure that daily. We look at it daily, and we always look at it. How can we do better by providing a 5-star experience for our customers?
They say it. You are the most important person in our business, and you deserve a 5-star experience. And this is why we are committed to ensuring you get nothing less from Victor's Roofing. Now, this is the roofing division of what will become known as Victor's Home Solutions. We'll talk about that up next here on a special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR at 1116. Here he goes again, giving away another roof. I think I started to say this and never finished my thought. We know a lot of people in a lot of businesses who make a living doing what they do. And so far, Victor's made a very good living by offering a very good service, the best 5-star experience in roofing, which was not always easy to find. Roofs are tough because there are things that are happening up there that you and I never see, and I don't want you to go up on that roof to see them, but they go up there, they take their cameras, they show you when they find something with that free 21-point roof inspection. And if you need a new roof or repairs, and only if you really need them, they will offer an opportunity for you to get it fixed or get it replaced. That's what it's all about. That's a part of the 5-star experience of Victor's Roofing. But along the way, enough people kept saying to Victor, you know, you guys do such an incredible job. You show up when you say you will. You call if there is a problem or a change in the schedule. You say it's going to be quick, and my goodness, it's quick. And all of that. Boy, do I wish you did this. Or, wow, we would really use you if you did that. And Victor has taken that to heart. He has this business going extremely well. Victor's Roofing division is not going anywhere. They will not be affected at all by the new things Victor's planning under the name of Victor's Home Solutions. Did I describe that decently? About
very, very accurately, right? We've, in the past many, many years, we've been able to service, you know, 13 to 15,000 customers in the Southeast Michigan area. We've done a tremendous job for them being able to replace the roof, provide them a safe home to live in. And like you said, right, over the years, people have been asking us to do siding, to do windows, to do doors, to do some interior work. And we absolutely have taken that to heart. We've been working on a few projects over the past 12 months, training our people, visiting other companies nationwide, you know, seeing how their best practices are being used, right, in Texas, in Maryland, and in much more other places, just to make sure that we have our ducks in a row, that we can able to, you know, that we can go to market and provide another great service to our customers. And, you know, here shortly we'll be, you know, talking about it probably in the next couple of months. And, you know, as we, you know, train up our team and we, you know, get ready for that launch, we'll be super excited about it.
Well, I'm excited for you, but as excited to know that you're continuing your roofing. You're not saying, well, we got to pull all these people off this job and have them do this other job or whatever. That roofing division will continue to offer a most incredible 5-star, tremendous workmanship, tremendous guarantees available. That's never going to stop.
No, absolutely not, right? And a roofer needs to stay a roofer, right? So a guy who's great at installing a great roof, you know, he needs to stay a roofer. A guy who's great at installing Windows needs to stay installing Windows. A guy who's great at installing Bath needs to stay installing Bath, right? So we love specializing, and we love having people who are doing their job, same thing, day in, day out, and that's how they become great at it.
And Victor Samolyanov, what I love about you, from what I know from the time that we've been working together, is you could have probably had some pretty good success just by throwing the shingle out. Victor's this, Victor's that, Victor's Home Solutions, so we now do that. Windows, you mentioned Windows, or what siding, whatever it might be. But you won't do that. Your experience has been in roofing, and you are the best. You want to be known as the best in whatever business you do. So I hope you caught folks, as I did just listening to them. They've been working on this for about a year. They've been looking into what are the things they can do and do well to be the best, to be sure they maintain the Victor's reputation of a five-star experience. And they've done that by studying the best at all these different ways of doing business, of installations, of whatever it might be. They've gone to the best around the country for the best practices, and you can bet right out of the box that's what Victor's going to do with Victor's Home Solutions. And he said, I got to wait too. He said, it's going to be a couple of months, but you will be ready. You'll have your other teams available. And I know that you won't let it happen until you really are ready.
Absolutely, right. And like you said, we've traveled. We probably spent, in the past 12 months, we've probably spent, 90 days, at hotel rooms, because we're traveling and visiting our friends either in Texas, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Florida, right? We're seeing how they're installing their products, what vendors they're using, what product they're using, the installation technique. And we're learning, we're taking these things and we're bringing them back. We're sitting down, we're studying, and then we're taking our guys, right? And we're training them on how to do that as well.
Now, I don't mean to pull a fast one on you. I know you're not ready to say exactly what other businesses you'll do, but you have used, don't hold this against me because I'm just listening, you've used Windows a few times in your when you're talking about other things you've looked at. So it sounds like it could be pretty sure that you might get into that business. And that's good to know. So anybody who's thinking about getting Windows has maybe already used Victor for their roof and say, gee, I'd love that same experience with my Windows. Can you at least tell me that that appears to be one of the things you're looking at?
It is absolutely one of the things that we're looking at as well.
Okay. I mean, you said it a couple times. Otherwise, yep. I wouldn't push you like this.
It's one of the multiple things that we're looking at. And like I said, it's, we definitely want to be able to service our customers kind of holistically all the way around their house, right? Inside, outside, and be able to provide the same quality of service that we have done so far.
It'd be nice to be able to call the same people that did your roof to do, whether it's your windows or whatever else you might get into, because we're going to expect the same five-star experience. Look, I hear this from people everywhere I go. In fact, when it first started happening, I didn't understand. I got on a plane, a fine Delta plane to somewhere, and somebody said, you really love your roof, don't you? And I said, pardon me? I mean, I didn't get it at first, but of course, that's what people hear me do, your commercials, or see us together on television doing your commercials. So I can answer, yes, I really do love my roof. I love that I hired Victor's to do it and never had to worry about a thing, ever.
Well, you actually had us out, a couple of times, right? You had a couple of little things, you had questions about.
There was in the back, because I started a commercial that you had. I don't write these things. Happy to read them and believe them. But you said something about, here's your homework assignment. When you come home, look up at your roof, which I did because, I'm telling everyone else to do it. I did it. And I thought, well, if I can look up at my roof in the front of the house, I better look up at my roof in the back of the house. And when I did in the back, I saw a couple of streaks, kind of where the roof came together with a dormer or whatever. I don't even have the right terminology, but you know what I'm talking about, because I called and you sent someone out immediately.
Yep.
And they said you got a little bit of a stain there. I don't know if it was from the trees or what it was, but he treated it right away. And he said it's going to take a couple of days and a few rainfalls, but that's going to go away. And it did.
Absolutely.
But it made me nervous because I had just told people, look up at your roof. And I thought, oh, my gosh, is there something really wrong? Or is this just a stain of some sort? It turned out to be just a stain of some sort. But that can happen. But the point is this. I called you guys, and you came out immediately. And it's not because it's me on the commercials. Heck, the person I was talking to when I called in probably had no idea that I do the commercials with you. But you sent someone out right away. Ready for that.
Absolutely. We actually track that. So just the other day, I was working on our customer issues list, and we actually track.
You have a customer's issues list?
No. It's a tracker that we use. So we have a list that we track how long it takes us for us to close an issue out. Basically, how long does it take to respond? How long does it take to come out? And then how long before it is closed? Basically, the number of days on each stage. And we have a certain number that it has to be below of. So that's a metric that we keep and stay on top of regularly.
Well, God bless you for that. It's why you are so good. And the heart that you have, that you have proven now with the Victor's Roof giveaway. I don't know how many of these I've been to. I heard the Inside Outside boys say they've been to maybe four or five of them. I've been up to a number of them. And we're about to meet the homeowners and hear what really was and is a sad story with a home accident that changed their lives forever. But as of today, Victor's Roofing is changing their lives for the better. That's why we're here. That's why we will meet Matt and Anna at their house up next on WJR. Okay, there's a lot going on back there at the station. We're glad to be out here on a sunny, beautiful day. Apparently, Ray Templin, our engineer, is saying they might have hit a wire or hit something with their equipment. Whatever. That's just an excuse if you ask me. It's just coming up. It's everybody else's fault. Anyway, so I don't even know where they cut us off, so I'm just going to say it again. You didn't know Victor. You didn't. You know they came out. One of your workers, I think Drew.
Drew. Yep.
Came out and summed everything up after hearing your story and came back to Dad, since we already have Mom here. We came back to Dad. That'll be Victor, and said, "Man, we got to help these people." Victor summed it up, looked at a variety of other situations, and said, "Done. Let's do it."
Absolutely.
And it's happening right now, and it'll be done today.
It will be done today, 2-3 o'clock. We'll be absolutely out of here. But like you said, Paul, like, you know, we have lots and lots of team members who are, you know, visiting customers' homes on site, and they see these, you know, true stories of people who are in a rough spot, people who had strategies, you know, like falling off of a ladder, hurting yourself, and we want to empower our people to be able to raise their hand and say, hey, we got to help out.
I think it's just wonderful, and I know. Matt and Anna, you think it's pretty wonderful, too.
It's unbelievable. You know, you don't hear about too many companies doing this and giving things away. And we called just for an estimate. We knew we were going to need this in the future to try to figure out what we were going to do. And then to meet Drew, such a young man who just had the feelings for us and went to Victor, we are just, we don't know how to say thank you enough. We're so grateful and just so blessed by everybody. Complete strangers coming in this just tragic time for us, it just reminds us how much good there is in the world.
It does. And it reminds all of us how we are one-minute accident away from finding ourselves in the same circumstance.
Absolutely.
In a blink, Paul, in a blink.
And here you are now. Everybody knows how hard it is with inflation and everything else that's going on in our world, how hard it is to make it on two incomes. Remember when that used to be special? Remember when Mom used to work because we could use a little extra money for some of the finery? Now we need Mom and Dad to work just to make ends meet. And now you're back to being a one-income family.
It's been very challenging. You know, we've been blessed with people helping us. We've done can drives. We did a bowling fundraiser. You know, we've got our GoFundMe up. We just did some football squares fundraiser. I mean, we're always doing something to make ends meet. Just because it's amazing the little stuff that adds up so quickly that you're not prepared for.
How do you? I
was just going to say, yeah, the costs that you just don't know until you're in this situation, the different things that just aren't covered and how expensive it is. I mean, just getting me in the house to get a ramp and then opening up the bathroom so that I could go in the bathroom and take a shower. Getting into the bedroom, it's just been so many of those things just are not covered by anything.
I don't know that we mentioned this because I know that Chuck and Ken did. You're paralyzed from the waist down, is that correct?
Correct.
And told he would never walk again, but he's not accepting that.
Neither one of us are.
We salute both of you for that and hope and pray that, your dreams, wishes, and prayers are answered too.
Thank you.
The GoFundMe thing is kind of somewhat of a mystery to me. I do know there have been some out there that are absolutely fraudulent. So when I hear about one that's real, to help the two of you, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to participate in that. I don't know.
If you even search Get Mad on the Move, it'll direct you to us on Facebook. We've got the GoFundMe. We've got our Venmo, our Cash App. I mean, we've got everything that can reach us. Any little bit does help us. You know, we're grateful. I mean, I've missed so much work and still continue to miss work for doctor's appointments or physical therapy or something that comes up. You just, you know, our Matt's just not feeling good that day. So you never know what the day is going to bring for us.
I'm so happy to hear, of course, this is WJR, a very special radio station. Yeah, Paul, sure you think that. No, I know that. I've worked in New York. I've worked in Philadelphia. I've worked in Monroe. I've worked in Toledo. Trust me when I tell you, WJR is unlike any other station I've ever known in the country and probably, therefore, in the world. And because of our big signal and now the Internet, you've been getting messages this morning and today from people from Colorado, Florida, I mean, all over the place that are listening in at either WJR.com or however else they're listening in.
Yes, they are. They're really, they wanted to hear our story and be here for us today, no matter how far they are.
Oh, what are you pointing at?
Drew.
Drew here.
Oh, Drew is the young man.
Drew is our guy.
Yeah, well, he's arriving, and he's. I think Victor's having him come over and giving him a microphone. Drew is a very cool guy. He's taking very long. He doesn't. Apparently, time is not an issue with Drew. Come on over here before we have to take a break. We want to say hi. We were talking about you, and we heard how you were the one that first met Matt and Anna.
Yeah.
And went back to Victor and said, "Can we do something to help these people?"
Absolutely. It was a crazy situation. Like she said, that she seen our commercial on the radio, and she's like, "I have no idea why you called your company," and I was just like, "I do, I know why."
Well, she didn't see your commercial on the radio.
Yeah.
She heard your commercial on the radio.
Right. Yeah,
I hope my show. And then she
saw it on TV.
TV with Victor and I, two bearded fellows.
Correct.
That is correct.
And then you wisely called Victor's, not having any idea that it would turn out this way.
No. Never in my wildest dreams.
Pretty wild.
Absolutely. It's an amazing situation with amazing people. So,
And we called because Victor looked like an amazing, and so did you look like amazing people on the TV when we saw you. And it's literally been like a family. They're not just a company. They are a family.
I'm so glad you said that, Matt, because I got to tell you something. There's no money in the world that could get me to do commercials with someone I didn't believe in. And I believe in Victor. His whole story of coming to this country legally as a young boy. And from Ukraine, of all places, before Ukraine was popular to talk about. And he has done such an incredible job. We continue here on this special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show from Shelby Township on WJR. It's a beautiful day, and it just got more beautiful. Victor's lovely wife and his family have arrived. They're always here. It's a family business. It's a family affair. Going back to his dad, who's on the cover of this one brochure. I didn't even know it was his dad. But the Smolyanov family is deeply rooted here in southeast Michigan. Even though Victor's father didn't move to the area with his family from Ukraine until 1996, the year I came back to WJR to start the morning show. I'd had 10 years before that at doing weekends and fill in for JP and a travel show, a whole bunch of other stuff. But 1996 is when I started back doing the morning show, the same year you came. Eight of his father's 12 siblings already lived here in the United States. The example that Victor received from his dad was a man who worked so hard to put his kids through college because he didn't want them to have to work so physically hard like he did. And I love this story. Dad wanted to teach you, Victor, a lesson as to why you should work hard in school and not skip classes, skip homework assignments, because you, for sure, didn't want to have to do the work that he had you do to learn your lesson to work hard in school. He had you go up on the roof with him to do some roofing, absolutely certain this would keep you with your nose to the grindstone in school so you could have, quote-unquote, a better life. And it didn't work. Tell the rest of the story.
Oh boy, I think the mistake happened when they when he paid me $10 an hour as a 13-year-old. I felt rich. My first day of work was to actually get money to pay for a Cedar Point trip that I wanted to do with our youth group. After I was done, however, I absolutely said I'm not going to Cedar Point because I had to work too hard for this money, and I don't want to spend it. But I fell in love with it, right? Because, like, you know, being outside, being in a new job site every single day, being able to work, you know, in different cities, different places, that was cool. I do think maybe as a younger kid, I found it a little bit macho, right? Like, you know, I'm a roofer, I'm a tough guy. So I think that, you know, had a little bit to do with it. But I'm also a very loyal, long-term kind of individual, right? Just in everything that I do. And, you know, if you do something for a long time, you'll become great at it, right? It doesn't matter what profession, where you at, it could be.
As long as you learn along the way.
As long as you learn, as long as you, you know, you stick with it, you can be great at it. So roofing is just something that I ended up choosing. And you know, obviously because my dad and my uncles were in it, I, you know, fell in love with it. And I've been
doing it
ever
since. Do they work for you now?
No, so my dad used to work for me. I used to work for my dad for a little bit, and then as we grew, he came over to us. He did retire about 3 years ago. He ended up moving to South Carolina, and he's been retired ever since. He comes over to visit once in a while, but right now, my brother came back. My brother was a nurse for a little bit at U of M for, I think, about 5 years. Came back as one of our roof inspectors, has been with us, you know, for about 2 years now, so it's definitely a family affair. My kids are getting into the high school age, right? And I, you know, start asking them, what do they want to do? You know, what do they want to become? And we'll see where it goes from there.
And this is key. You've heard why he's so good as a roofer. He started out very young. He learned a lot. They've been doing this. When did you start Victor's Roofing?
2008.
In 2008, and they've been doing it great. And the numbers are staggering. I'm not asking him to give away all of his business secrets, but I can tell you this. He does how many roofs before you give away another roof?
100.
And we've given several roofs away this year alone. That's after every 100 roofs he's done. So, you know, like when you go in for surgery, you want a surgeon who's done that surgery before. It's true with almost anything. Whatever you need done around the house, you want somebody who's done it before. And not just once or twice. You want them to have experience. That's why Victor's and his roofing team are so good and why people are so thrilled with the 5-star experience. And that is also why he's taken a year to work on this concept after enough people said, gee, I wish you did this, or I wish Victor's did that, because you're so good at doing these roofs. We trust that you'll be great at whatever else you do. And so for over a year, you've been studying other things that you can do for people, which is why we're transitioning the name from Victor's Roofing. They're still going to be the roofing division. These same people that come out here, do the job, do it fast, do it when they say they'll do it, world class, and clean up like you've never seen. When they leave, you'll just be glad they were here, and now your house is more secure than ever with a new roof. But now when you become slowly Victor's Home Solutions, you're not going to take on any other projects, any other windows, whatever it might be, without really knowing you can be the best at it.
Absolutely, right? You don't want to launch something and not be prepared for it, right, and not be the best at it. We, as a company, as a culture, we're super competitive at being the best at what we do. And whatever is next for us in our pipeline, we want to be the best at it, absolutely.
And so it goes and has from the beginning. On Sundays, in their Sunday drive as a family, on their way to church, Victor still delights in pointing to homes and telling his kids, hey, Dad installed those roofs. There's still, this many years later, this many hundreds and hundreds, thousands of roofs, there's still the pride of putting his name on all the work and showing his children the pride that can happen when you're doing something important and you do it well.
Absolutely, right. And the ones that are even closer to heart are the ones that you yourself put on, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And there are still houses that I drive by, and I still can remember every, you know, hour of that day that I put that roof on, what we did in the morning, what we did in the afternoon. And once in a while, I am pleasantly surprised. We'll be driving through a neighborhood, and we see our sign, and I'm like, oh, wow, didn't I even know that we were doing that roof in that neighborhood or, you know, or down the street from myself. So there's definitely a lot of pride in what we do and putting our name on it.
So you put a sign up on every job when you're doing the job?
We're supposed to put a sign on every job, and you know, either before or after the project, to make sure that we are, hey, you know, we're doing the project, this is who we are, and we want our customers to be proud of, you know, getting a new roof from Victor's Roofing.
And I remember, I think I remember this clearly, I think for as long as I could, I kept the sign up because I wanted people to know, because we were very happy with the work you did. And for whatever reason, the roofing industry has had a real tough way to go. I'm not saying there aren't other good roofers. There certainly are. But there had been, over the years, roofers that weren't so good. They could say they did something or say you needed a new roof when maybe you didn't. And you didn't know because you shouldn't climb up on the roof yourself, homeowners. But you couldn't get up there and see what they were doing or not doing. And you have to have peace of mind in knowing and trusting the company that's doing your roofing work that they're really doing it, because they care as much as you do.
Yeah, yeah. And roofing, you know, like, you know, one you mentioned earlier that, you know, there's been bad names, you know, or bad things that has happened in the roofing industry. And part of it is because roofing business is very easy to get into, but it is not an easy business to do well, right? And, you know, something that for us is we want to make sure that we do it really, really well and be the best at it.
And that's what you do. You can go to victorsroofing.com, get more information. Is there one phone number you like over the others? Or this one, 734-442-2345, 734-442-2345, or victorsroofing.com. I hope and pray you never have an accident or problem that causes you to get a free Victor's roof, but just know that they're out there doing this and doing a great job for you. What a pleasure being here with the Victor's family, with Matt and Anna at their house. I'll look forward to being back with you Monday morning from 6 till 9 on WJR. Regards, Paul W. Smith.